In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with
you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Father.
Today and tomorrow, we celebrate the solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. In our Gospel today, we read, and Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother, is keeping all these things that we celebrate since Christmas Day until now, this solemnity of Holy Mary, Mother of God, in her heart, inviting also us to keep all these things, or this secrets of our faith in our hearts. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph, and the infant laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel
of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I am 99% sure that everybody knows that in a few hours we will finish this 2018 year and we will start 2019. And as always, we start the new year with the month of January. And the name January comes from the Roman god Janus, the god with two faces. One that faces to the past, and the second looking to the future. This is indeed the time for all of us to look back, but also to look in the future. But especially on these days, New Year Eve and New Year Day, we are focusing on the year that is ending. How did I spend this 1 year of my life? Did I use it to advance my goals? Could I have done better this year in the way I invested my time between my work, my obligations, my family, my friends, my society, my spiritual life? What things did I achieve last year? And what did I fail to achieve? There are people who heard that there is no point making the New Year resolutions. And usually they are thinking about the most popular resolution for the New Year that I'm sure also everybody knows is to lose weight. But simply do not believe these people. We must set goals and make resolutions as a necessary conclusion of us reviewing this last year. And we need to review our lives from year to year, because the unexamined life is not worth living. Today, in social media, TV and radio stations, the press, are full of individual and collective New Year resolutions. Most of those, however, are not real resolutions, but only wishes. What is the resolution? Most of those who try to explain the resolution say that it is a goal that I need to achieve in this new year. But the real resolution is the way and how I will try to achieve this goal. As Wish says, this is where I want to be, my goal. The wishful person says, I want to pass my exams this year. But the resolved person says, I will devote an extra hour to my studies every day in order to pass my exams. The wishful person says, I will have more peace and love in my family this year. And the resolved person says, I will spend more time with my family at table instead of rushing off to the TV or using my cell phone when I am with them. The wishful person says, I will live a life of union with God this year. And the resolved person says, I will set aside this time to pray and hear God's word and read the Bible and pray. The difference between wishing and resolving is, are we prepared to do what it takes to make our dreams come true? Are we prepared to pay the price? Today in our Gospel, Mary is telling us that we need to find someone who can give us example. She says, the Gospel says, but Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. I don't know if you recognize this sentence. Not long ago, we have the same sentence in the different Gospel when she and Saint Joseph, they found after 3 days the boy Jesus in the temple. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. Mary was a woman who valued the word of God, who treasured it and made time to meditate and ponder it. It is true that the holiness of Mary is attributed to the grace of God, But this should not make us forget that she needed to make an effort in order to cooperate with God's grace. She pondered the word of God in order to discern what God wants from her and how He will direct her life in this world. The two examples above of Mary pondering the word of God, namely after the visit of the shepherds and after the finding in the temple boy Jesus, show that Mary found the word of God both in divine revelation and in her own experience. Similarly, God speaks to us about His divine revelation, what He wants from us in this next new year. We also need to make time to reflect what God really wants from us. Whatever the situation in which we find ourselves, a hardship, a disappointment, a decision to make, God always has a solution, an answer that is right for us. We tell God about it in prayer, but we also listen His word, what God has to tell us about this. Prayer is our conversation with God, but sometimes all we do is pick up the phone without the list of our problems to God and drop the phone without listening to hear what God has to say to us. We need to pick one or more resolutions for our new 2019 year. One of them definitely should be that we open our heart to listen to what God has to say to us. Happy New Year.